guys, and welcome back to the podcast. So today I'm going to be talking about building a business. Now, this is just any topic that I just came up with. I actually posted a poll on my Instagram for 3 different new podcast episodes. The first one was Assumptions About Dorbers Part 2, Building a Business, and Dorber Sheep Care. Now, Building a Business won. Building a Business was 50%, Assumptions About Dorbers were 33%, Dorber Sheep Care was 17%. So, Building a Business was very much wanted, I guess. So that's pretty cool. So the first little, I'm going to give you guys 10 points about building a business. I don't want to give too many because I am going to be talking about building a business, business essentials, I think, in my Zoom class. So if you guys want to see the full thing and learn so much more about building a business and business essentials, go ahead and sign up for my Zoom class on my website. The first point is, how long can building a business take? This is something I talk about in every single episode. I've done an episode like this in the past, but there's no certain amount of time it'll take you to build your business. It's really up how fast and how good your marketing can be, how good and how fast your product has been expanded. So it's kind of a different amount of time for everyone. It's not a certain amount of time, but I can take you through a lot of how this time works in my Zoom classes. It's usually about like a year or two before your business will really start to get going. Do I need a website? You do not need a website if you're selling, like say I am selling sheep. So I wouldn't really need a website. I can do a lot more of that advertising on social media. But, you know, a website makes it a lot easier because I'm not just selling sheep. I'm selling information and educational bits about sheep like I'm doing right now. So that's kind of what that is. How to start is number 3. Name, logo, brand, what is the problem? How will you fix it? How to start out is important because many people are like, how do I start? Where do I begin? Do I need this? Do I need that? Because they usually will pay for so much stuff to get their business started, but the truth is you don't need that stuff. So the first thing you're going to come up with when you're starting a business is a name that means something and a name that will not be forgotten. A lot of people have been doing their initials for the Dorpers, such as I have. I've done MG Dorpers. That's my first and last name, so it's easy to remember, and it's also, it has a good ring to it. Then you can design a logo. I didn't have a logo until I started more expanding my sheep, but then I had a friend start to design some logos for me, and then I picked one that I liked, and that became my logo. So that was pretty cool. Brand. What will your brand be focusing around? This means, what is the problem and how will you fix it? And now if you're wondering what I mean, what is the problem? How is your business going to make a difference, which is my next point. You need to create something that's maybe not that common, I guess. This would mean, say people are focusing these days on just breeding as many sheep as they possibly can and selling them, making so much money. Well, instead of that, I'm doing something different. That's why we do the quality, not quantity on my website. We're not focused on the quantity we make, but the quality they are. So we're more focused on how good of an animal we can create rather than how many we can make in that time. That's why we also breed once a year, lamb once a year, is we want to give our ewes and our sheep as much time to heal up, and this gives them better quality animals for the next following year. So you can fix this by making something that maybe people can't find very often, or that maybe it's kind of difficult to find, or something that's maybe natural. So that's something to think about. Nonprofit or profit is next point. If you're doing a business, are you going to be doing it as a profit, or are you going to be nonprofit? This means, are you going to make a profit out of your business, or is it a nonprofit? You're not accepting any money. Mine is a profit, kind of a nonprofit. It doesn't really matter. It's kind of half and half. We do Zoom classes to help build the audience. Most of them are for free, but we also have the sheep that need to be purchased. So we do make a profit off the quality of our animals. Our next one is a shop. Do you need a shop on your website? I have a shop on my website. It's just really to kind of sell my Zoom classes and show kind of the other stuff that I have. I've got, you know, the coloring books and all that stuff. So it's really up to you whether or not you need a shop. Number eight, advertising. You can advertise through so many other social medias and accounts. So you can kind of just kind of see what you have, see what works, try a whole bunch of different things. Social media advertising. You can really advertise a lot of cool stuff on social media. It has been so helpful for me. I advertise a lot of my Zoom classes on Facebook and Instagram. I also use Mighty Networks, which works amazing for my Zoom classes because I can easily just have all the information there and also upload the video. So that's pretty cool. I also use YouTube, which is my next point. Number 10 is YouTube advertising. YouTube advertising can be very helpful to you, especially if you have a physical product that you're doing. Actually, if you're doing any kind of product, you can really use YouTube. You can use YouTube on how you create that product, what it's going to make for you in the difference. What are your Zoom, if you're doing Zoom classes or online stuff, what's this going to do? What's the output? So that's kind of the basics about advertising. I'm not going to expand on this too much because I am talking about a lot of this in my Zoom class. So if you guys want to hear more about this, make sure to like, let me know if you want to hear more, and make sure to sign up for the Zoom classes because the signups are closing soon. Hopefully this was helpful to you guys. Go ahead and check out my YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook accounts. And yeah, thank you guys so much. Make sure to check out my YouTube channel because I actually post some. I brought back the 23 Reno show series, which I did last year, and you guys seemed to like it, so I brought it back, and I'm doing another series this year. And I think I've already posted two videos, so go ahead and check those out, guys. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next podcast. Little podcast, sorry. Bye, guys.